Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Last Ether by Tessa Hale. Narrated by Aletha George. Chapter 1. Pain. There was nothing but flashes of light and an endless sea of agony. But within that sea there were snatches of my dream. The man's face I didn't recognize, yet somehow knew. The furious man yelling threats down the hall. The fire. The angry voice morphed into something else. My name.
Aura.
But it wasn't the angry man. This was someone else. A voice I knew. Deep and gruff yet gentle. Some part of my brain recognized Atlas. Hands gripped my shoulders.
There's too much blood. Someone get a healer!
Kai yelled.
Is she breathing?
Agony filled Phoenix's tone, as if the words were ripped from his throat.
Move!
Riven barked, fingers pressed to the side of my neck.
There's a pulse, but her breaths are shallow. Where's the fucking healer?
Atlas growled. The pain in my chest burned impossibly brighter, as though it were shedding muscle and bone. And maybe that was exactly what was happening. An array of grunts sounded.
You feel that, right?
Kai gritted out.
It's her pain.
Atlas answered.
That shouldn't be possible.
Phoenix's words trailed off.
I'm calling the healer again.
Kai gritted out.
She doesn't need a healer.
Riven said. Sounds of a scuffle filtered around them. And then someone was slammed into a wall.
We won't let her die because it would make your life easier.
Phoenix growled, menace lacing every word. There was no sign of Riven fighting back, but when he spoke, his voice was barely audible.
She needs us.
Something about those words. I wanted to lean into them, to open my eyes and go to all of them, but I was fading. Darkness engulfed me. No matter how hard I fought against it, the sea of black continued to claim me. But I didn't stop fighting. Consciousness came in flashes. Hands lifting me. Brutal, white-hot pain, the sense of moving. A forehead pressed to mine.
Fight, Aura.
A smoky voice whispered. Then my entire body was on fire. I'd felt that kind of agony before. The kind that said death was imminent. I'd escaped that fate once, but I wasn't sure I'd make it out this time. Chapter 2. Heat swirled around me. Not the burn of death, but a sweet, comforting warmth. I tried to turn into it, to burrow deeper, but the moment I moved, pain washed over me, as if every muscle in my body had been bruised. And then I'd been forced to run a marathon.
She's waking up,
a honeyed whiskey voice said. Gentle hands were on me then, an equally gentle tone giving voice to the action.
Don't move. You'll hurt yourself.
I blinked, my eyelids scraping against my eyes like they were made of sandpaper. Light came in bursts, making me squint. It was as if I'd been in darkness for years.
Draw the blinds,
Phoenix ordered. A moment later, the light was less, muted through gauzy fabric. Slowly, the room came into focus. I didn't recognize the space. It was opulent but cozy. Wallpaper with silvery trees printed on a snowy white background. Perfectly distressed antique wood furniture. The largest four-poster bed I'd ever seen. It was the faces that had tears leaking from my eyes and tracking down my cheeks.
Shit. She's crying.
Atlas said, his hands jerking away from me.
Did I hurt you? Are you in pain?
I shook my head, trying to grab his hand again. You're here, I croaked. Phoenix leaned over me, pressing a kiss to my forehead.
We're here. You're safe.
Kai stroked my thigh, assuring me of his presence too.
We won't let anything happen to you.
The tears came faster. I wasn't dead, and they were here. The bed dipped, and I caught sight of Riven. He wasn't his typical put-together self. His hair was in messy disarray that somehow only made him look sexier. The sleeves on his button-down shirt were rolled up, exposing muscular forearms, and the shirt itself was wrinkled and rumpled. But it was the dark circles rimming his eyes that had my ribs constricting.
"How do you feel?"
he asked, voice gruff. How did I feel? I tried to get a hold of the tears. Atlas seemed to sense as much, wiping them from my cheeks. As I did a mental survey, I became aware of the deep ache in my chest, as if someone had punched right through my sternum, grabbed hold of my heart, and scrambled my insides. But more than that, I felt a strong tugging sensation in several different directions. I'm not sure, I said finally. Lines of worry creased Phoenix's brow.
Are you hurting?
Not really.
Don't lie,
Atlas growled. I sent him a small scowl. It's not that bad. I looked down at myself. They had obviously changed me at some point. I was wearing a buttoned pajama top made of the softest silk. Am I okay? Kai squeezed my thigh gently.
You're healed, but the repair needed was extensive. You'll have to take it easy for a few days.
My hands shook as I moved to undo the top two buttons on my shirt. As I did, I gasped. There was a spider web of cracks along my chest, fine-lined lightning bolts of silver emanating from where the bullet had struck me. My gaze jumped to each of them. How? They shared a look. What? I pressed. Riven straightened on the bed, a little of that mask slipping back into place.
Did you see who shot you?
No, it was dark down there and they were wearing a hood. I think it was a man's voice. I strained to hear it again in my mind, but couldn't seem to quite grasp it. I can't be sure.
What did they say?
Riven pushed. A shudder ran through me. Phoenix glared at Riven.
That's enough. Aura's been through too much for an interrogation right now.
Riven returned his glare.
We need to know what we're up against if we have a prayer of making it through this. We're safe here. We have time.
Phoenix shot back.
We're not going to keep the kings off our backs much longer. They want answers.
Stop. I couldn't take the fighting, not because of me. Atlas nuzzled my neck, trying to soothe me.
It's okay. They're both worried. They just show it in idiotic ways sometimes.
I swallowed hard, my chest aching. There was that same phantom pulse, as if strands of energy sprouted from my chest. They said I'd never live to rule. The entire room went still. Kai's grip on my thigh tightened as though if he didn't hold on to me, I might disappear before his eyes.
One of the network assassins. It has to be,
Phoenix muttered.
I thought they'd mostly gone to ground,
Atlas argued. Kai shook his head.
Not all of them. You still hear of those with ethers in their family history being killed now and again.
Atlas ground his back molars together.
I thought that was an old wives' tale. It's not.
Riven stared at a spot on the wall as if he were watching something we couldn't see play out.
There are those who still very much believe ethers are a threat, who would do anything to control them or end them altogether.
Phoenix's eyes narrowed on Riven.
What do you know?
Riven's head snapped in his direction.
I pay attention. I watch and I listen. The whispers have never stopped.
My fingers tightened around the blanket. So what you're saying is that a network of assassins wants to kill me? No one said a word. That was my answer. The pain in my chest wove together with panic. It created a staccato rhythm that squeezed and twisted. My breaths came quicker.
She's panicking.
Atlas said softly. Phoenix was in front of me in a flash, his calloused hands framing my face.
We aren't gonna let anything happen to you. Never again.
The panic only worsened. Because if the assassins came for me and Phoenix, Kai, and Atlas stood in their way... I shook my head back and forth, each flare of movement sending bursts of pain through my chest. You can't. Smoky shadows swirled around Phoenix.
I can, and I will.
It won't be the reason you're in danger. I'll go back to the human realm. I'll hide there. Just saying the words hurt worse than anything else I'd experienced since my shooting. I didn't want to leave these men. Not even Riven, who was currently scowling at me like I'd put salt in his coffee instead of sugar. They had all come to mean something to me. More than I wanted to admit to in this moment. A kind of meaning that would truly shred everything inside my chest when I walked away. Kai's fingers massaged my thigh, kneading into the tense muscles there.
Pip, we've had assassins after us since we were born. This is nothing new. He's right.
Atlas assured me. I couldn't help but notice that Riven was carefully silent. I looked around at each one of them, so much swirling within me. I won't be able to live with myself if I'm the reason anything happens to one of you. Something flashed in Riven's eyes, but his expression quickly shuddered. Kai leaned down, forcing Phoenix out of the way. He brushed a tender kiss over my lips.
Nothing is going to happen to any of us. We're stronger together,
Atlas added. I bit the inside of my cheek. I don't know.
You don't have a choice,
Phoenix growled. My brows flew up at that. Excuse me? He stared down at me with those dark eyes.
Aura.
Phoenix struggled to find his next words, but it was Riven who spoke.
It doesn't matter what you want, because the choice was stolen from every single one of us. We're bonded.
Chapter 3. What did you say? I tried to sit up against the pillows, ignoring the pain that pulsed in my chest. Kai punched Riven in the arm, hard.
Grow an empathy, Jean, would you? In the past 4 days, Aura's found out she's an ether, been locked up and shot.
Now she knows she's bonded to your grumpy ass for all of eternity.
Phoenix muttered.
That'd be enough to send anyone running for the hills.
Atlas grunted in agreement. Riven's knuckles bleached white as he gripped the blanket.
She needs to know the truth, that all of us are at risk because of this.
I pushed up on the pillows, letting out a hiss of pain. Atlas's hands were on my shoulders in an instant.
Careful.
I need to sit up. I needed to be eye to eye with them all and not feel so powerless.
Here,
Phoenix said, helping Atlas adjust the pillows behind me and lifting me higher. My breathing was labored by the time we finished, but I felt better, more in control. But the moment I looked at each of the guys, that feeling fled. I don't even know what it means that we're bonded. Atlas wove his fingers through mine, his thumb tracing circles on the back of my hand.
It means we've always been destined to be one. You're our ether. We were made to complement each other in a way no one else ever would.
A new kind of pain pulsed in my chest, one that wanted with everything I had for that to be true. Kai took my other hand, mirroring Atlas's soothing touch.
But even with that destiny, more is needed for the bond to take hold.
More. Phoenix brushed the hair from my face.
Something needs to snap the bond into place. A depth of care, sometimes it's emotional. Sometimes physical.
Kai said with a wink. Atlas squeezed my hand.
We were terrified when you were shot. You were dying and there was nothing we could do.
Shadows danced in his hazel eyes.
We wanted to save you. So we did.
Phoenix finished for him. You saved me?
You mean you found a healer?
Kai shook his head, the corner of his mouth kicking up.
We're kind of badasses if you haven't figured that out already.
Riven glared in Kai's direction.
This isn't something to joke about.
My heart hammered against my ribs.
How is that possible?
Atlas continued his ministrations on my hand.
It's only possible when an ether is bonded to her mates. It gives us the ability to help each other heal.
His gaze lifted to Riven.
We all had to want the bond for it to snap into place. We had to want it to be able to save you.
A muscle in Riven's jaw ticked.
We need to talk about our plan going forward. No one can know about the bond.
It shouldn't have surprised me that Riven wanted to hide our connection. He might not have wanted me to die, but he didn't want to be tied to me either. Still, his words cut. When would that end? At some point, I had to become numb to his callous jabs.
Riv.
Atlas said softly, sending a meaningful glance in my direction. That muscle along his jaw fluttered again.
This is to protect Aura as much as the rest of you. If it gets out that the bond has been formed, the attacks will increase. The closer she gets to the throne.
Throne? I choked out. Kai's lips twitched.
You're gonna be queen one day, Pip.
I don't want to be queen. I barely know anything about elementals. How the hell would I rule them?
Phoenix's lips brushed against my temple.
You were born for this. Everything you need is within you. And we'll help you with the details.
Forget about the fact that I didn't want it. There was so much more. No one else is gonna want this either. I'm half human. I didn't grow up in this world.
Phoenix silenced me with a kiss.
You'll win them over. Just like you won over all of us.
My gaze slid to Riven. The blank stare that greeted me confirmed that there was one member of this bond I wasn't close to winning over. Atlas's fingers tangled in my hair.
All we have to do is take things one day at a time. But Riven might have a point about keeping the bond under wraps. Let them think we're taking our time. It may give Aura an extra measure of safety.
Kai shook his head.
It's a mistake. We should tell the entire realm that her ether status is confirmed. Let her claim the throne now.
Riven scoffed.
Are you delusional? Every queen has to make it through 4 years at the academy before she can be eligible to rule. Do you think she'd be able to do that if everyone knew she was steps away from being queen?
She'd have the royal guard,
Kai argued.
None of whom would be loyal to her.
He scrubbed a hand over his lightly stubbled jaw.
Those guards come from the Four Kingdoms. They are loyal to their kings. Most of them won't want Aura taking the throne any more than the assassins do.
My stomach twisted at the thought. I'll never be sure of who I can trust again. The knowledge had a deep loneliness settling over me.
You can trust us,
Phoenix said. His words, while not spoken loudly, held a vehemence that couldn't be denied. I lifted my gaze to Riven. For the first time since I'd woken up, I stared at him without looking away. I took in every detail I could, trying to search for something that would give me a window into his mind, his heart, his soul. Can I trust you? Riven stiffened, hurt flashing in his eyes. But then those glacial orbs seemed to reach a cold that cracked and burned.
You question my honor.
It's not like you've made her feel welcome,
Kai pointed out.
You two need to spend time together,
Atlas said, and I couldn't miss the hope in his voice. I didn't look away from Riven as they spoke. Riven would have to want to spend time with me for that to work. I was past the point of pride, because there was some piece of my soul that longed for Riven, one that was out of my control. I didn't want to be at odds with him, didn't want to be the reason he fought with his brothers. I wanted peace. I wanted our bond to feel whole. Riven shoved to his feet.
I'm trying to keep us all safe.
Phoenix stood, those smoky shadows gathering around him again.
You mean you're trying to keep yourself safe? Trying to keep your life in that boring little box where everything is predictable, and you don't have to go against your father.
An electric energy pulsed through the room. Wind spun around Riven in a tunnel.
You have no idea what you're talking about. No idea what I've...
He shook his head, cutting himself off. His eyes narrowed on the bed. On me. I swore I could feel them boring into me, taking stock of every wound and scar. And when he'd seen them all, he leveled the death blow.
I never wanted this. It would have been better if we'd never found you at all.
Chapter 4 Riven stormed out of the room before any of us had a chance to speak. The door slammed with a force that made the walls tremble. I shook too. Not from the slamming of doors, but from those words. So full of hate. I rubbed at my chest, that spot between my breasts where the bullet had struck. It was as if those cracks of silver were pulling towards Riven, wanting me to get up and go to him. Atlas wrapped his arms around me, pulling me against him.
What's wrong? You're hurting.
I feel him moving away. Phoenix's eyes flared.
Physically?
I nodded. It was as if there was some tether connecting us now. I closed my eyes for a moment and leaned into the sense. The moment I did, I could see everything as clear as day. Silvery strands of light that tied us all together, as if we formed our own star, glimmering in the darkest night sky. But those strands of light were chains. I would always feel Riven no matter where he was. Always be reminded that I was tied to him even though he wanted nothing to do with me. Something in my chest jerked as the front door slammed and Riven headed outside. Sweat broke out on my brow as he moved farther away. That burn picked up in my ribcage, and I struggled to catch my breath. Kai's hands were on my face then.
Aura, what the hell is happening?
My eyes fluttered open.
Hurts.
Phoenix pulled out his phone, tapping the screen.
Get your ass back inside.
There was a short pause.
I am not trying to get you to play kumbaya. You are hurting Aura.
Another short silence. Phoenix's voice lowered.
When you put too much distance between you, it causes her pain.
A moment later, the worst of it lessened. My breaths came easier. Atlas brushed the hair out of my face.
You okay?
I nodded, but it was a lie. I was so far from okay, it wasn't even funny. I wanted to go home. To my familiar room, to Charlie's incessant chatter, to my mom's hugs with her faint lavender scent filling my nose. I jerked in Atlas's arms. My mom. Charlie, where are they? Did the Kings get them? Kai squeezed my thigh.
Riven got them. He put them in one of our safe houses as a precaution.
They're okay?
Phoenix shoved his phone into his back pocket.
I sent four guards I trust with my life to watch over them. No one else knows where they are.
I worried a spot on the inside of my cheek. We're not going to be able to keep them from King Zephyr forever. Phoenix lowered himself to the end of the bed.
Not forever. For now, with the assassin attack, our actions are justified.
I arched a brow. Does King Zephyr agree with that? Kai snorted.
He threw a shit fit, but there's nothing he can do. Two of his own guards were killed by the attacker. As your destined bond, we have the right to protect you and your family.
I want to see them. Even with the lies and half-truths, the only thing I wanted right now was for my mom to wrap me in her arms and tell me everything would be okay. The guys shared a look.
What?
Atlas stroked my hair, his fingers tangling in the strands.
The fewer of us that travel to the safe house, the better chance we have of keeping your mom and brother safe.
But no one knows where it is. Can't we go at night or something?
My desperation bled into my voice. Kai skimmed his lips across my temple.
We'll figure out a way for you to see them. But we have to be smart about it.
Right now, everyone in the Four Kingdoms is looking for us.
My stomach tied itself into intricate knots at his words.
Everyone?
Phoenix's thumb swept back and forth across my calf.
Most are curious. Some even hopeful. They want a change from the division we've been living in for the past several centuries.
But the others? Because I sensed a large but coming. Wisps of shadowy smoke swirled around Phoenix.
They'd do anything to hurt one or all of us. They want the money the network would pay them for our location. Or they believe their kingdom should be the one true ruler. Or they just don't want to go back to a time when we were one people.
I swallowed, my throat sticking on the movement. So much hate pointed our way, and for what? Greed? The desire for more? And they'd hurt my mom and Charlie to get to me. Everything in me ached at that knowledge that I couldn't go to them. Not until it was safer. Tears burned the backs of my eyes, but I refused to let them fall. Kai slid his hand under my fall of hair, massaging my nape.
We'll figure out a way for you to see them. It just might take a little time.
I nodded, but hope wasn't something I was feeling a lot of at the moment.
Can I take a shower?
I could feel the sobs building in my chest, and I didn't want to let them free here. Not when the guys looked so worried, afraid I'd break and never recover.
Are you sure you're up for that?
Atlas asked. The smile I attempted felt foreign and forced. I want to get clean. He untangled himself from me and rose, pulling back the blanket. I missed his heat the moment it was gone. Kai helped me sit up and I swung my legs over the side of the bed. My chest still ached and burned. It wasn't as bad as when I'd first woken up. Not nearly as awful as when Riven had walked away from the house. But the pain was still there. A steady reminder that none of my problems had magically disappeared. I pushed to my feet, wobbling slightly. Atlas reached out a hand to steady me, concern creasing his brow.
I'm okay, just getting my sea legs,
I assured him. Atlas's lips thinned, but he said nothing. Phoenix stood, walking to a closet and pulling out a stack of clothes.
We got you a few things.
Thank you.
He set the pile inside the bathroom.
Call if you need anything.
I nodded and moved into the space. As I walked, I could feel the silvery strands tying me to each man. They weren't painful, it was more of an awareness, a physical manifestation of our link. In some ways, it was comforting, a deep-rooted knowledge that I would never be alone. In others, it was terrifying, because I knew that if something happened to any one of them, I would never be the same. Chapter 5. I shut the door softly behind me. It closed with a quiet snick, and I leaned against the wood. My body trembled as I sucked in air. Hold it together. I chanted the silent command over and over until I had a little more control. I pushed off the door and moved into the bathroom. Taking in the space, I realized I still didn't have any idea where we were. The bathroom was gorgeous. Intricately tiled floor, an antique clawfoot tub with a chandelier hanging over it, a large shower with glass walls. I moved towards the double sinks surrounded in marble. A toothbrush and toothpaste sat by one sink. I made quick work of brushing my teeth, feeling a bit more human afterward. Human. Something I wasn't. Not entirely, anyway. I pushed the thought from my mind as I slipped out of my pajama bottoms. My gaze locked on my reflection in the gold-gilded mirror as I unbuttoned the pajama top. I couldn't look away from the silver lightning bolts streaking my chest. The cracks stretched from my sternum across my ribs and breasts. The array wouldn't be visible under most shirts, but I'd have to be careful. My finger traced one of the lines to the center of my chest. A tiny circle was present there. I shuddered as I skirted it. Memories flashed. You'll never live to rule. The pop, the flare of heat. So much pain. A burning like I was on fire. My body shook. Then it wasn't...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?